This is North Shore Today for Friday. Hi, everyone. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Rick, we're perusing some of the news, and certainly some of the news immediately is this rain will end and is ending, and it looks like it's going to be a nice stretch of weather. I looked even at the, I guess it would be the seven-day forecast, and Thanksgiving looks nice. It looks like there could be some sunshine, maybe a cloud in that little box for Thursday, next Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, and temperatures around 50. So people... folks cannot complain about that for going out for Thanksgiving football.
You know, the first broadcast we did on MSO was, 10 or 11 years ago in Gloucester. This will be our 11th broadcast, so I guess it was 10 years ago. We're just finishing our 10th year. And I remember that day, Mark Bedrosian was helping me out that day, and I was a nervous purvis. But, man, it was sleet and snow and cold. I mean, it was in, like, the upper 30s, and it felt like Thanksgiving. But I'm looking ahead, and it looks like it's going to be a nice, warm fall day next week. So no excuse not to get out for those Thanksgiving morning games.
No, not at all. We have a big football game tonight, Friday night, as Danvers takes on Melrose in the State Division III semifinal game at Manning Field in Lynn. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock tonight with that one on Channel A, and kickoffs at 7. And then we also have Thanksgiving games. Gloucester and Danvers on Thanksgiving Day with live streaming video. And we'll have the Lynn English, Lynn Classical game as well on Thanksgiving morning on Channel B with the radio coverage. And we'll put some features up between now and then on those games and other games here on the North Shore. Also, before we get into the news, I just wanted to point out a couple of videos that we have. If you're already on the post, obviously, you scroll down and you see these two videos. There's two videos. One is kind of, I don't know if it's one of these viral kind of videos that might be taking off, but it's a Donald Trump music video based off of the debates. So that's that might be trending on the web. So we put that one up there, so you're really ahead of the curve. We want you people to come to this post every day, and Rick, feel that if it's really in the it's really happening around the country, they know it's happening right here on this page. But actually, that's probably not true at all. And the other one is a video. I don't know if Rick, have you ever heard of the program Just for Laughs? It's a television show out of Canada. Well, it's kind of a hidden camera show. It's kind of like a candid camera thing. But I think because I believe it's done in Montreal, where there's a heavy French population and a significant English-speaking population, there's no talking kind of in this show. So it's a very unique show. And we have and we can from time to time post some of their clips that they put up there. But they're really pretty well done hidden camera things. And they're all video. You don't really need to have the they all kind of explain it. They set it up beforehand, so you know what's going on, and it's kind of a well-produced program. So this little clip is, you'll see it down below there, but it's the hidden camera bits, and we'll put some other ones up from time to time on that. But as I said, they've done some pretty funny stuff over the years. So we got those up there. What's going on?
I've seen the jib jab videos, and those are very clever.
Yeah.
I've seen those, and you know, those are pretty cool. But the what is it on? I think it's True TV. I think that's the name of it. They have I don't know if it's it's not America's Funniest Videos, which I can't stand, but it's one of those things. Like even you know, America's Funniest Videos. Have you ever watched that? Do you think it's funny?
I don't really watch it myself, but I mean some of it's it's all right, I guess. But
I get more amused by the cat videos you have on Facebook that people post. Those are kind of funny, or the animal videos. The stuff on America's, and I love Tom Bergeron, but seeing people get hurt is just not my thing. Don't care for it.
No, all right, Bill, what's next? You mentioned True TV, but the best show on that channel, I think, is Impractical Jokers. Have you seen that show?
No, I haven't.
It's a great show. It's four guys, and you basically have to do what they tell you to do, and they have earpieces in their ears, and they're being told what to do and say, and it's pretty funny. And if they don't, they lose. Got to check it. If you haven't checked it out, I think it is True TV. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think it is.
Yeah. Well, Ellen does that on her show because now that I'm a house husband, and I get to stay home and take care of the domestic chores. You know, at 4 o'clock, I get the candy and I get a cup of tea and I sit down and watch Ellen, but not really. But I have seen it, and she does that, and it is kind of funny.
All right. In the news today, Friday, what do you have, Rick?
Well, you know, Bill, for years, staff at Gloucester High School has known that the building has not been in good shape since its last refit, and it was rebuilt in '93 to '96. Several times the track and floor in the field house have been replaced. It's a mess again. We've known this for years, and now on the headlines today, Sean Horgan writes that the indoor track fix may now run to $1 million. And in fact, the indoor track season for Gloucester means that they have to train somewhere else, and the team, all their meets will be on the road. They can't have any more meets at the field house. And I remember what a big selling point this was back in the 90s. Yeah, to have to get you know, the school rebuilt, we need a new field house. We got to have a new field house. And it's an absolute joke. It's sad. It's killing taxpayers' pocketbooks. And not only that, but the roof is a mess. There's $1.5 million roof fix going on. That's continuing. That's been going on for 20 years, more or less. And on one end of the basketball court, there is a leak in the roof, so that it's very dangerous during a rainstorm for kids to play. And in fact, they can't. You can't play on that court when the rain is coming down like that. So it's very, very disappointing that, you know, that the field house is a mess yet again, and the kids have to play on the road yet again. And then, in conjunction with that, the Times has an editorial that's kind of interesting about the Essex Tech deal, where Essex Tech's school committee gave developer Edge Sports Group a clear path to build a private sports complex on public property. Now, this is what I didn't understand. So it's an $11 million complex to be sited next to the Essex Tech in Danvers, which will include two private skating rinks, a turf field, and an athletic training facility. Now, get this. In exchange for taking over the state-owned land, the developer has promised free use of the complex for Essex Tech students and the possibility of reduced ice time for those from Masconomet and Danvers. And as the editorial says, that's it. As of this writing, officials admit there is a very good chance Edge Sports won't need to pay a penny for use of the land. And so the editorial goes on and on to question how can this be and how can lawmakers push this through and so on and so on. So, again, stay tuned.
All right. I have there's a story out of in Lynn today about and a guy from Swampscott. It sounds like the MBTA, this would be the train, the line from the Newburyport-Rockport line, will be affected by some changes. They're changing some schedules. And I'm not quite sure, but it sounds like they're putting some express trains in, so that means they won't be stopping at certain stops and some of the late night stuff. So I guess this is impacting certain people's you know, at certain stops. So there, I guess it's just a little bit more to check out on that story, but there are some changes. There was a T story earlier this week too about late night service, but that was for you know, like the blue line and orange line and green line trains, but they haven't stopped that yet. But they put it on the table as a discussion point. But anyway, I guess there could be some changes with those train schedules and so on. Maybe some for the positive, but it might also have a ripple effect and impact some other people.
Yeah, I just want to mention one other story, Bill. I check out BBC in the morning, and another terrorist attack, 150, 160 hostages in Mali at a resort hotel, and apparently three hostage takers have been killed, and several released. I guess 20 people were released, and those who could recite passages from the Quran were apparently released by these people. But what's interesting is that, you know, it's an international cast of visitors and vacation goers, including Chinese. So just another bad situation, this time in Mali, which is in West Africa.
Okay. All right, so I guess those are some of our sports stories that are making some news, or not sports stories, news stories. I'm looking at sports right now as my mind can't put that together well. I'm sorry about that, but anyway. So Rick, anything else? I guess those are some of the news stories I guess we've got in the area. We've got big football Friday night, so it's a little bit different on our scheduling. We've got the Danvers Melrose game coming up tonight. Still, one of the best high school sports stories, I think, of the year is this Danvers football team under Coach Sean Terrio, as their defense has just been unbelievable. We'll hear from Coach Terrio as part of our pregame show and so on tonight. And again, our pregame coverage will begin at 6 o'clock tonight. So check back with us on the website, Live Channel A Broadcasting, tonight from Manning Field and Lynn. And we've got everybody there tonight. Paul Ingram, Tim Kearns, yourself. I'll be there. You got everybody.
I wonder where John Kassian's going to put us. You know, on the east side or the west side?
Hopefully the same place. Hopefully that's where we'll where we'll be.
But it's great venue, great view, and yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And you know, I haven't seen Melrose since the days. When did we go to see Melrose? Was it Peabody who played Melrose? It must have been back.
No,
in the day.
Beverly
or Peabody?
No, neither one. As far as I, you know, I, now that I think about it, Beverly might have played them at some point, but
I know we did a Melrose game. Because I remember the Melrose Red Raiders. We did a Malden game, a Melrose game, and of course a lot of Everett games. But I can't remember who played Melrose, and I don't know if it was Peabody or Beverly. But we did at least one.
Okay, all right. I don't remember Melrose, to be honest with you, doing Melrose. You know, we've done Wakefield for a number of years, and of course Melrose and Wakefield do meet on Thanksgiving. Sean Terrio, by the way, is from Melrose, so he's he knows. Oh no, wait a minute. Maybe he's Wakefield. He's Wakefield or Melrose. I should know that, but I don't. But but anyway, he definitely knows. He's very familiar with Melrose. So either he's from Wakefield, and so you know Melrose because you play him on Thanksgiving and they're your rival, or he's from Melrose. So anyways, it's one of those two, folks. That's what it is.
That's good. That works.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and anyways, and St. Mary's football will be playing in that Division 5 game on Saturday as well. So they're back in action on Saturday over in Lowell at noontime on Saturday.
And we should mention we can't do video tonight, Bill. The MIAA has exclusive rights to that. They will not allow video there, and I don't believe that they go live. So kind of a strange situation once again, but that's the reason we will be doing audio only tonight.
Well, you know, Rick, I kind of we were talking with Andrew last night, our streamographer, and I think that organization, I saw something, and I think that organization will do live video, but it's a subscription fee based thing. So in other words, everything we do is free. You know, if we were to do the game, you know, we would get charged by the MIAA to do it, but you, the viewer, would watch it for free. This is not the case. So I think it's out there somewhere, and I don't know the site, but it's out there, and I think the games are available. I don't know what the arrangements are. Like you said, we're not really familiar with that piece, but this round of the games are on this pay-per-view. Then when they get to the Super Bowl, then the Crafts Productions own those games.
Yeah, and that's cool.
And that's fine. And they're on regular.
Yeah,
they're either on regular TV or on the one of the sports channels, so they're available to people. Yeah.
Yeah, and they do a fabulous job. I mean, they've got you know, just full access to all that production stuff. They do a great job, and we will have video on Thanksgiving, as you mentioned. And also, Bill, maybe it's a little too early that we can talk about it next week, but we are going to have a lot of stuff up there next week about Thanksgiving and football and everything else in the area. So it's an exciting time of year.
You got it. All right. So that's it today. Again, check out our videos down below. You can, by the way, you can email us. Again, our email address is mso@newsports.com. mso@newsports.com. Our Twitter feed, follow us at MSO News Sports. Our two videos are the video, the Donald Trump music video, and also the Just for Laughs, kind of the hidden camera thing, and you can see which they are down below. But they're both very different, but they're both interesting.
I want to remind people too about Trending Now with Josh Arnold on Fridays at 10 a.m. live, and then of course it's posted on demand after that. And Josh will have a number of guests. He's got interesting guests from all over the North Shore every week. And this week again, I think we're going to have Heather Atwood on. Heather Atwood is the Gloucester Times food editor, but she's also an author and very articulate and fun to listen to. So a whole brand new program coming up with Josh Arnold, Trending Now. We won't have a program next Friday, of course, Thanksgiving week, but we've got one this Friday. And if you click on demand up in the pages section, you know, one of the drop-down menus, all of Josh's shows are right there. And we're really pleased that we can organize all this stuff. All the football games are in a different spot. You can check those out. All of our on-demand stuff is really easy to access.
Yeah, so food will play a role in people's lives, I guess, for the next week or
you,
so. So that's probably a very timely breaking feature that Josh has today on the program. Someone to talk about food. It's, you know, Rick, it's so amazing, the people. I know people, and I cannot do this myself. I can't watch those food channels. I mean, if I find myself down in front of a TV and the food channel is one of these shows is on about cooking, I Not that I haven't watched them in the past, but usually I would have watched them, those little excerpts, if they were part of, like, The Tonight Show or part of Ellen or somebody where they're making something during a part of another show. But I can't watch. But I am amazed at how many people, those things are very popular. You know what I'm saying? And so,
absolutely.
I guess, you know, if maybe there would be a day where I could see myself maybe watching something like that, getting a few ideas. But whatever, we'll see. But those shows are popular. So this feature is probably going to be pretty big. So
I think the only one I ever watched was the Dan Aykroyd spoof on Julia Child.
Oh yeah,
Saturday Night Live. That was my favorite. Well, I did like. There were some really good clips of Julia.
Julia Child's different. Again,
exactly. Yeah, she was a comedian as well as a fantastic chef and you know, media person. She was funny as a bozo. She was terrific to watch.
Yeah, she was a character.
And she really did do some of that stuff that they spoof. I mean, the one with the chickens, you know, those little capons or whatever they were, it's just unbelievable. That was a real show. She was throwing those suckers all over the place. It was great.
Julia Child. All right, so she's not on the Trending Now with Josh Arnold show.
No, at
10 o'clock. She will not be on, but whatever. All right, that's Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Again, tonight, 6 o'clock, high school football here on MSONewsSports.com, Danvers, Melrose, and we'll check back with you. See you on Monday. And on MSONewsSports.com, this is North Shore Today.